Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Anniversary, baby, got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby, got you on my mind.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. We're celebrating the 15th anniversary of Jim Ballard's membership in our brain trust. Hey, Jim Ballard, happy anniversary, baby.
Thanks a lot. I love that song.
I know. Little River Band, that's a great song. Hey, Jim, thanks again for 15 great years. I don't know what we would have done without you. You're one of a kind, my friend.
Getting on your program always makes me happy, and that's what we were talking about before. You make people happy, and you know, going to work. What I'm trying to suggest to people this morning is they're sitting in traffic. Maybe is when they get to work is making the job a happy place by being happy. You know, nobody can make you happy if you're resigned to something else. And if you're happy, they can't make you unhappy. So making the job a happy place is a way to make others happy.
Sometimes people find themselves in scenarios that are unhappy scenarios. They work for somebody who can't be happy. They work for a company that have difficulty. You know, it's not even if you are a happy person, sometimes you're surrounded by unhappiness, and that's the tough part, isn't it, until you can disconnect yourself from that.
Yeah, and meanwhile, how you respond to that. You know, some people are just a light in the darkness, and they're able to keep that glow within themselves despite, and sometimes the tough times are what develop that in us, but anyway, right. I want to get to the third part of how we can make business more than business, and that's what I call growing our souls. Most people have heard the saying, we are not human beings having a spiritual experience, we are spiritual beings having a human experience. And
I like
you know
that.
My friend Ken Blanchard, that I've co-authored books with, and you've had him on the program, and calls himself the CSO in his company, and that's Chief Spiritual Officer. Ken sometimes compares work with playing
Monopoly. And he walks that talk. He walks that talk too, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. I was going to say that Ken sometimes compares work with playing Monopoly, but he also says that we have to think about the big Monopoly game. And when the game is over and the pieces go back in the box, and how we can look back and see how we played the game. And I think today and each day is what builds that story. In other words, how can work be a place that feeds us spiritually? One way I've mentioned before on your program is to start the day not hitting the ground running, but to take some quiet inner time so as to go into work with a sense of wonder rather than feeling like you have all the answers. Another is to look for opportunities to be what my master Yogananda called a smile millionaire. Another way is to slow the pace down
like
so work life isn't just a blur, so we can actually feel something. And when I'm writing this book, Rushaholics Anonymous, I've got a technique in it called the ISB, or the internal speed bump. And it consists of stopping several times during the workday and closing your eyes and allowing yourself to be breathed, just observing each breath as it reaches into you and back out. And, you know, some leaders are sponsoring mindfulness workshops and even designating meditation rooms for their people. And work needs to feed that part of us that we call spirit. I know you call it. What do you call it?
Well, the thing is, you're exactly right. The thing is that when you think about how much time we spend at work, especially if you're a small business owner, how much time you spend at work, if you can't find a way to do some of the things that Jim's talking about, you're going to be a very, very unhappy, unhealthy, and unsavory person. And, Jim, I know these people. I've seen them. And you know what else? They've dropped, many of them dropped dead behind their desk much too early.
Yeah, yeah. Or if they don't drop dead, they're already dead behind the desk.
might as well be. No, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why. That's the reason why I think your original comment about what's the real business of business. The real business of business is to serve human beings, including the founders and the owners and the employees. Right.
Exactly. And you know, when we do that, we get out of ourselves, and we become happy when we make somebody else. Make a difference with somebody else. And there's nothing that feels like that, right, Jim? You know,
that's exactly right.
That you've helped somebody, when you see that somebody smiles, somebody says thanks, that's the high point in your day when you're driving home. Mm-hmm. You say, boy, you know, that happened today.
A lot of people don't do this, Jim, is because they're waiting on somebody to do it to them first. And what I'd like to propose, and I know you agree with me, is why don't you start first? Why don't you say, while you're taking that breath that Jim talks about in the morning, why don't you say, okay, I'm going to take an opportunity to make somebody else happy first today. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to start the dance, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm going to lead the dance, exactly. Hey, Jim, you
so
got a website?
You know, when we started
I got to wrap it up. You got a website?
We started out talking about sitting in traffic. And maybe as people are sitting in traffic this morning, they can think about not just what the day will have, but design how it will be lived to the fullest. What do you think?
Yeah, I completely agree. Hey, Jim, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, baby. 15 great years with Jim Ballard, ladies and gentlemen. Doesn't get any better than that. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.